views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Are you ready to know your whole self and live a more authentic, non-resistant, joyful life? Are you ready to be acknowledged and welcomed home? Join A Space of Allowing Radio for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. Here is your host, Coach Nancy Coco.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to this episode of Space of Allowing Radio. I'm Coach Nancy Coco, and I'm so grateful that you've all tuned in to listen. My heart is pounding with the excitement of today's show. You know, we're talking about all the different spaces that allow us, that give us permission to welcome all the things that want to show up in our lives, sometimes even when it's a challenge to face some of the things that want to show up in our lives, either by our choice or just out of happenstance. And so today, I'm feeling ever so grateful to welcome you all into this space where we really go to the edges of this quote that we've both found, my guest and I, that's from Mary Oliver. It's our one wild and precious life. And so we're going to the edges of what it means to have a wild life, a precious life. And I'm so pleased that I'm not in this alone. Not only do I have you, dear listeners, but I also have a dear guest with me, and that is photographer Terry O'Neill Yeagel. I'm really pleased to welcome Terry to this space of allowing, and just to offer a little bit about Terry as we welcome her to talking about our one wild and precious life. Terry's a photographer by trade, and that's how we came to know one another. But I will say that I had some awareness of Terry in my neighborhood as a beautiful, bright light, not only as a photographer, but as an explorer of life, as someone who lives life out loud. And I was a follower of hers on Facebook even before we did some photography together. So Terry has been a professional photographer for over 25 years, mostly with portrait and event photography. Her company is called The Moment Photography, and that was how we got to know each other in person just a short time ago, and yet we've really connected, I find, in beautiful, soulful ways. Terry also has a company that's called Wear the Wonder, which is some lovely creative accessories and decor that come from the photography that she takes. And also the Viewfinders company is another offshoot where bold adventurers will go with their cameras and take photographs in unlikely locations. And so I welcome you, dear Terry, my friend. How are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you, Nancy.
You know, that's one of the things that originally brought us together. I kind of feel like it was serendipity or God or spirit that kind of brought us together in a photo shoot. But I think the more we talked, and even on the photo shoot, Terry, I remember that we talked about our lives, ourselves, and yes, the moments that we are in our lives. So I would love for you to share a little more about yourself with our listeners today.
Sure, absolutely. And yes, oh my gosh, did I feel a connection with you right away from the moment that we spoke on the phone. And then when you were present with me in my home studio, it was one of those times in life where you really feel like you've known someone for a very, very long time, even though you just met, because there was just so much common ground between us. Yes, I am a photographer. I refer to myself as a lover of the light. And that's not just in making photographic images, but just the light of the world. I am one of those people that is really, really thrilled to be alive. And I mean that. I get immense pleasure at just knowing I get to walk on this earth each day and never take them for granted. Never have since I was a very young person. As long as I can remember, I've had a poetic soul and a sense of romance about life and all things that grow on this planet. Fortunately for me, when I was very young, through my father, I discovered the camera, and it's been a constant and amazing companion in my life, and it's shown me it's just shown me the best that life has to offer, not just in making the images, but in the people that I've met and the places that I've been. The camera just helps me live an enhanced life, without a doubt.
I think that's a cool way of thinking about it. It is like, it's like a megaphone to the life that you're living, or it's like a spotlight that shines out into the world, even beyond our individual lives. Because like I said, I met you on Facebook first, before I met you in person. And then a mutual friend suggested I get photography by you. And I said, well, of course. As soon as I saw your name, I said, of course. Spirit was putting us together. But, you know, I will say that part of the show today, while it is about bliss, is also about loss in this one wild and precious life. And so that was really when I think I entered into your sphere, is what you were sharing on Facebook in terms of this most recent chapter of your life. And wonder, would you share some of that with the listeners too?
Yes, I would be happy to share that. So for a year and a half prior to the beginning of 2018, my husband was battling lung cancer. Actually, it was the two of us, battling his disease together, and we were in the greatest hope that that he would, come out of that well and healthy again. And we just didn't understand it as we were going through it, and didn't understand the depth of the disease. And as time went by, it got harder and harder, and it was very painful for him, an incredible struggle, but it was also so painful for me to witness him suffering as he did. And I and my family guided him through hospice in our home in the beginning of this year in January, for almost 3 weeks. And and he passed away toward the end of January, toward the end of the month. And so Jake and I had been together for over 32 years, and our life was completely entwined, completely. We have three children, and so losing him has been the greatest upheaval of my life. And, not something, of course, that I anticipated or made happen in any way. It was thrust upon me. I've been trying to make my way in these last 7 or 8 months and see, what I'm supposed to be doing next. And it's been a whole lot of just a crazy ride through the grief process. And I understand that it is a process, and, there isn't a time limit on it. And there are many, many phases that you go through. I guess different folks at different times experience things to different degrees. I can only speak for what I'm going through, but, writing online, just the day-to-day struggles that we had together, and then after I lost him and how it all felt, has been helpful to me in my healing. So
that was one of the things, really. And just to thank you and kind of send you a virtual hug through the airwaves today for stepping out and for sharing your life. as a lesson for all of us. We just want to offer such gratitude for that and to be gentle with you today in this sharing, because it's, even though you have chosen really to live out loud, to live online, to document with very precious photographs and your writing that pours out, it's still something that is of yours, you know, and so I want to just be tender with that.
Thank you.
Today. And yet I think it is exactly the definition of a space of allowing, that you gave yourselves, your family, that time that you had in your home and all leading up to that. And now since then, even though it feels like one foot in front of the other, maybe, you know, not necessarily clear or sure about how life moves like it does, and yet life continues to move. And when you and I got together recently, you started this line from the poem, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do?" And I finished it with you, with your one wild and precious life. We say thanks to Mary Oliver. And for listeners, I'll share this poem on my Facebook page, and also we'll read it probably before this segment is over. But, you know, how does that factor in, Terry, with your attitude and your outlook and your being these days?
Well, the most interesting and surprising thing to me in this journey this year has been that I feel as though, I don't know if, you know, Jake is working some sort of magic from wherever he landed, or if it's the way that the universe works, or it's an innately human characteristic. I have no explanation, but in suffering the deepest loss that I have, simultaneously, I have felt my own heart just, you know, growing in an exponential way of being able to feel and give love. And I get that, you know, love is absolutely the most important thing, and our life, you know, love and life, that's it. And I have been, you know, able to grasp it in almost a magical way. All sorts of things have just been, you know, showing up in my world that, you know, won't let me, you know, kind of fall apart, won't let me succumb to, you know, the devastating pain of loss. I mean, sure, I feel it. I cry. I am hysterical with myself in my home many times. But I know that, you know, at the end of that, all is well, and that the world is still full of love, and I get to be here and experience that, and so it's quite a wondrous and wonderful thing.
Yeah, I feel it washing over me actually as you're saying it, and I will just say to you and to the readers, the listeners, as right before we got on the show today, I felt a wave of tears wash over me at about 10 minutes to the hour. And I thought, okay, I'm not quite sure what that is, but I just I felt a fullness. And that, you know, what you're expressing right now gives us an opportunity to have those waves wash over, to have those storm unexpected thing happens. Yes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it strikes me that there's, what you're talking about is not only having love, but really being love in the world, the embodiment of that love. And so that really ties in, I think, with stepping out and being bold, even in a time where we feel most vulnerable, where we feel most unsure. I'm just going to share this poem as we round out this segment, and maybe some of our listeners will know it already. And Terry, I love that you knew it. How did you come to this poem, "The Summer Day" by Mary Oliver?
Well, I've known of it for a very, very long time. And, you know, the famous ending line is just, you know, when I don't even know how old I was when I first heard it, but it gripped onto me, like, just, you know, how words do that, how they just, you know, like, wow, just, you know, grab you and shock you and make you feel amazing. And so I've always, you know, loved it since I learned of it. But there was a, I don't know if we have time, but there's a quick little story I could tell
sure.
about it. Okay.
Yeah, please do. Because I think that helps us to kind of situate with, you know, the sorts of art and writing that bolster us, that fill us up.
Yes. Okay. Actually, I was heading to my appointment with a grief counselor several months back in the late winter, and I needed gas in my car, and I had a few extra minutes before my appointment was due. So I pulled into the Wawa across the street and, was going to fill up with my petrol. And for some reason, when I pulled in, I, saw that on the passenger seat was a group of books that I had. One of them was a poetry book that kind of, caught my eye, and I just started to read it in my car. And, I was really getting into this book and feeling like, it was hitting me, and I was feeling really good from it. And then all of a sudden it occurred to me that, oh my gosh, like, I'm at the gas pump. I've got to get out and get gas. I'm just hanging here at this Wawa, So anyway, I go to my counseling appointment, and I was telling my wonderful counselor this story, and she interjected and said, of course you sat there and did that, like, what else would you have done? And, it struck me when she said it, and then she asked me if I was familiar with Mary Oliver's poem. And I'm like, yes, And so we both kind of said the last line together. And then she took off a ring that was on her finger, a silver ring, and handed it to me. And she said, look at the inscription. And on the inside of the ring is the last line. Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? And it was mind blowing. It was soul connecting. It was, one of those moments in life where just like everything made sense, even though it started out not making sense, And so that's where the most recent, love experience with this poem came from.
Yes. And I think that's sort of the wild nature of our lives, because we like to try to control, we like to kind of manage, we like to try to contain, and then boom, we're dealt a blow, we're blown sideways, and someone or something shows up to sort of give us that anchor back again. And so just before we break, let me take a moment and read The Summer Day by Mary Oliver. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean, the one who has flung herself out of the grass, the one who's eating sugar out of my hand, who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't exactly know what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?
Right?
I'm so glad you did that, because I always do that too. After that. Okay, so listener, I hope you did that same thing. We're going to take a break now, a short break. And when we return, we're going to dive a little more into the wildness and the preciousness of this life with my guest, photographer Terry O'Neill Yeagle. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. And thank you so much for being with us today in this space of allowing. It's a tender time, I feel, and I really love that I'm able to share it with my golden friend, Terry O'Neill Yeagle, who's a photographer and really, as she says in her own words, and I feel it too, a lover of the light. So, Terry, how was it to hear that poem aloud again? It's been a while since I've read the whole thing.
It's magical. It's absolutely beautiful. And, just fills me with the sense of wonder at how, you know, groups of words can be put together and invoke such feelings inside of us. It's extraordinary.
You know, what I love too about it is that, you know, Mary Oliver kind of says, I don't exactly know certain things. Like she admits herself in the poem, I don't exactly know what a prayer is. But yeah, I do know how to pay attention, you know. I wonder if there's any part of this that really stirs you or makes you think about what's going on right now.
I think, you know, the part about paying attention is, you know, just being present and having the awareness of your own presence, you know, in the world, and how each one of us through our connections, you know, affects others. And I know that, you know, when things are, you know, going really well, you know, with people and it just, you know, it feels terrific and, you know, that's a good thing. But, you know, sometimes, you know, in our work life or even our family life or our social, you know, connections, things, you know, things start to shift or change and maybe don't feel as good. And one of the greatest things that I've heard over and over. It's one of those things that we kind of all know, but you know, somewhere in life things hit you more intensely. And you know, this year it made sense to me to just really honor my own well-being and the need to not stress myself any further and not pressure myself with having to do certain things or having to appear or follow, you know, just any kinds of things that are set forth and expectations. If it didn't feel right, if it wasn't giving me, good positive feedback or energy or love, then I let it go. And that was a big, 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 big thing for me because, prior to Jake being sick and me losing him, I would, you know, go forth and do these things that maybe didn't, you know, feel so right because I had a sense of, loyalty or whatever. So it's one of those wonderful, you know, just kinds of things that's happened to me, you know, this year, where I've just had these little gifts of wisdom and, they're helping me get along.
Yeah, I love that. You know, and I was feeling into what you were saying about releasing some of those other people's expectations, perhaps, or other commitments that you might have held to in the past. It's just kind of all those things sort of fall away. And what you started to say in the first segment, I was really curious about, and I would love to hear more about. You sort of were talking about the unwitting discoveries that came along with this time in the space after loss. Certain magical things started to appear. Can you share more about that and that side of grief and allowing yourself to feel all the things that come along with it?
So just from all different directions, I mean, even, you know, the animal kingdom, I'm not like a very superstitious person, and I haven't held beliefs, a lot of things that, you know, were unseen. And it's not that I didn't believe, it's just that I didn't have experience in other realms. And, I don't have explanations for, you know, some of the things that have happened, but they have happened and they've blown my mind. You know, I had a cardinal, appear to me in a tiny basement window when in the winter when I was having a real struggle with the heater in my home, and I had no idea what to do, and I was standing in the midst of a half of a basement filled with Jake's things, and nothing made sense, and you know, I had no idea what to do, and I heard this noise and looked to my left, and there was a cardinal in this tiny basement casement window. And he was like, you know, making his noises or singing, whatever he did. And he was pecking at the glass. And I was stunned because so often you hear about, you know, when a loved one is near that has passed away, a cardinal appears, you know, I've always heard that. And, you know, suddenly there's this cardinal, and I felt as though perhaps it was, you know, some sort of a visit or a message from Jake. And, what I got from it was, him saying to me, you know, Turf, like, it's all going to be okay. You know, like, don't fret. And so, you know, whether or not it really was a cardinal sent from Jake with a message, I don't know, but nature played it out that way for me. And, so I was grateful for that. And I just, you know, again, you know, then my heart expanded to embrace something I never knew before, you know. Absolutely. I've also had like episodes with hawks and, they are appearing all around me And sometimes they like guide me in my car. You know, I'll see a number of them as I'm heading down a highway, you know, somewhere. And I have to laugh. I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me, you know, like, they're just wonderful winged protectors that I look up and see. And, you know, I've had folks with me when it happens, you know, my mom, you know, my sister-in-law, I was hugging her goodbye in my driveway, you know, and we were tearful. It was, you know, Jake's sister. And, we were very tearful, about things. And all of a sudden this hawk came right above the two of us. I mean, it's just, it's mind blowing stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I mean, I just thank you for sharing those specifics about it too, because I think a lot of times even our listeners too will relate to something. Did anybody just see what I just saw? Really? Was that meant for me? You know, and we may be a little incredulous about it, and yet the allowing ourselves to just be, to lift our heads, to look into the world, to engage with all of our senses, even when we may feel like, you know, we're in a tunnel, or we've retreated into, you know, the feelings that are tumbling around inside us. Boy, you lift your head, and it is really remarkable in this, again, this wild and precious life, the kinds of things that may come to us. And, if you would too, Terry, I feel like, you know, this is again how some of the time that I engage with you is on Facebook. So I think you've posted some of these things. What does that medium mean to you? Because you know, you could just keep this in your own journal in your own spaces, but you hit send and you press a post out into the world. And so how has that been for you to share this journey?
Well, again, it's one of those things, I didn't give any thought or consideration to. It just, you know, I being a photographer and a visual person, I want to share the images that I create and, you know, have people, see them. It feels good. And then, you know, I also, am aspiring to, you know, to maybe write this next chapter in my life. And, I've always loved writing. So, you know, the words and the pictures, they go hand in hand. And there was Facebook, and it was, you know, allowing me a platform. And so I thought, you know, it was just like, okay, it was natural, you know, for me. And I wound up having, a lot of feedback and a lot of response, and you know, almost immediately, and then through the entire process of Jake's illness that I was, you know, documenting, and you know, all sorts of folks were messaging me, or, you know, sending me cards or letters or special, you know, little medals, and you know, all sorts of, you know, little stones and just wonderful things to hold on to and give me hope and keep the faith. And they were sharing with me, you know, their own stories. And many of them said that they, you know, had gone through, you know, similar things. They understood how I felt and so on, but they could have never, you know, written it, you know, the way that I did. So then I began to realize that, wow, like, you know, this is kind of giving other people, you know, a connection to it all, and making them feel that, you know, they're not alone in the part of, you know, of grief or loss that they have suffered.
Absolutely. And,
it's like a circle, you know, it's just one of those remarkable, you know, things that happens, you know, you move, you know, one particular way in the world. And if it's out of, you know, if it's motivated by good things, then, you know, other good things can't help but happen. Like that, that is the magic. And, you know, if you stay open and, you know, allow yourself, there we go. I love your word. it's so brilliant. Your space of allowing. Oh my gosh. It's meant so much ever since you brought it into my world. But man, does it feel good to allow all of this to, you know, to bring back, you know, to ourselves, you know, what it possibly can. So Facebook has been, you know, just a wonderful platform. And
yeah, I have to say that I have never thought of Facebook as a space of allowing. But why not, right? I think that it is that has been what's so resonated for me about getting to know you is there's something about holding those feelings in our hearts. There's something about every so often taking them out and looking at them, or maybe they creep up on us when we're having a grief moment, because that can happen at any time. It's not necessarily 2 months or 3 months or 6 months from, you know, the moment of loss. It's any time that can wash over us. Me, right before the show, there was something in me that wanted to be released that was feeling a heaviness. So you don't know. But when someone names it, when someone either shows an image that stirs us or offers us the words like Mary Oliver, your words, or even this platform of the radio show, hoping that people are listening who feel stirred, who feel released, who feel that allowing invitation to just bring those feelings out and look at them like the little gemstones of our lives, you know? And, and so I want to just offer Terry, you an opportunity to let folks know how to be in touch with you. And if you have anything special that you'd like to offer for our listeners today, now would be a really great time for us to tune in and see how we can follow you in the future.
Okay, that sounds great. So yes, my mainstay business as a photographer is called The Moment Photography. And my website is themomentphoto.com. And, you know, I photograph all sorts of things these days that, you know, people need, like their headshots and marketing type images, and family portraits and the milestones in people's lives, you know, from being pregnant to having a newborn baby to, you know, the moments of raising a family and creating family portraits and weddings, events, all those things. I mean, I've never been, you know, single, like pigeonholed, you know, photographer. I go into a lot of different genres simply because I love a lot of different things and I just can't imagine not doing them.
And I think people can also find you on Facebook. Is that true?
Yes, I'm on Facebook with The Moment Photography. And then I have a page for Wear the Wonder and the newest venture that I'm doing with another photographer and friend, Kelly O'Keefe. We're partners in the Viewfinders Adventure Company. And that's online as well. So everything, you know, begins and ends with the camera, all an expression of, you know, the things that I love to photograph. And I feel at this phase in my life that I haven't, you know, done it all yet in photography. So I keep, you know, trying to, do more things and you know, find new ways to, express myself in through this medium.
Beautiful. Thank you. And, you know, when we return in this final segment, I think maybe you also have a little something for our listeners that you can offer if they might be
yes.
in our neighborhood. And so we'll get to that. And really this notion of flourishing and even delirious happiness arises through the time of grief, believe it or not. And so we're going to talk about that when we return for our final segment in A Space of Allowing. We'll be back in a minute.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back, dear friends, to a space of allowing your one wild and precious life. I'm here with my friend and photographer, Terry O'Neill Yeagle. And before we dive into our final segment about the unlikeliness of bliss, even in the midst of loss, I just want to let you all know how you can get in touch with both of us. First, for me, you can find me on Facebook at Nancy Coco Coaching. And also my webpage, nancycococoaching.com. We have a retreat coming up at the beginning of October. For those of you who may be on the East Coast, we'd love to have you join us for Space of Allowing Retreat. And I also do have a special offer for those of you listening who have some curiosity or stirring about coaching. Because that life coaching experience can really transform the ways that we hold on to the things of our lives, give us some greater space and some transformation in a moment where we may be feeling stuck. So for the first 10 of you who reach out to me on Facebook, I'd love to schedule a free discovery session with you. And it's been really gratifying. We've had a lot of folks take advantage of that offer, so I'm keeping that alive. And I know, Terry, you have something, too, that you'd like to offer to listeners today.
Yes. So from the Wear the Wonder online store, one of the items that that I specialize in there is their cuff bracelets, and they're printed with my nature photography images. They're really, really cool. And then on the inside, there's an inspirational message. So the offer that I have is buy one, get one free on the cuff bracelets. Wow. So, you know, you can you know, catch it on my website, or email me or message me online or whatever to take advantage. And, I'll get you through that.
Awesome. I always admire them when I see you wearing them, the sunflowers and all the other different images. And, that would be a lovely gift for somebody and a great touchstone for anyone who might be sort of going through something to give themselves a little bit of comfort to wear the wonder. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, Yeah, of course. In this, you know, in this time that we have and the ways that we always interact, you and I, it's such an uplift to share the stories of our lives and to give each other the blessing of that allowing whatever happens to come up. And you know, you had mentioned this word bliss when we got together, and that's not a word that you hear an awful lot. I just wonder what bubbles up for you when you think about bliss moments, even in this year of challenge and change for you?
Once again, it was, something that, like you, your word said, washed over me. I suddenly, realized that I was free of worry. And, it's not like I spent my life worrying, but like many people, you have concerns about, things in your world. And I think I was just like everybody else with those concerns and little stresses. And all of a sudden I had, had this realization that, there was no need whatsoever to worry. And it didn't come in as logic. It literally just washed over me. And I, once again, I thought, Jake, is this you? Have you figured out a way to, remove the stress from my life? And the only real word is bliss and blissful. Like I felt free, from just any concern that, where the rest of my life would be. I don't know it. I don't have any answers. And, some days I'm a little bit, I'm fully in the bliss, and then there are days when, I slip a little bit away and become a little bit more human. But I have no explanation for any of this. I just feel as though perhaps when you are split wide open, that, you somehow, with that comes a sense of, the brevity of life and the true meaning of life. And once again, going back to love and embracing love and that being the most important thing that there is. And, if you can wake up each day in that place where you're loving and you want to give it and receive it, it changes everything. It really changes the whole game.
Yeah. And as you're saying, and I'm thinking for our listeners too, I'm thinking, yeah, but how did that happen? When did that happen? What happened? And like you said, it doesn't come from a place of logic. It comes from, just picking up your feet and riding the stream of whatever. Yeah. Some days the river will rise high enough that you float along, and some days you scrape your butt on the rocks, it's just kind of like, I don't know necessarily what this day is going to be, but I'm going to allow myself to live it fully. Like I'm sitting here with my arms open, sort of my hands lifted up, like bring it on, because how else is there to be? I suppose I could be closed. And that's probably a part of the journey as well, but to be fully open. And, I even shared with you, Terry, this excerpt from the spiritual teacher, Jeff Foster. And I don't know if our listeners know Jeff Foster, but I shared this with Terry the other day, and it just really seemed to kind of like bring a point to the triangle of understanding love and loss and trauma and bliss. I don't know if that's a triangle. That's too many things to be a triangle. But his excerpt, just very briefly, I'll give a segment of it, Terry, and then I'd love for you to speak to this and how, and how it felt to hear it. He says, the title of this entry was, "Yes, I am broken, but I am whole." And he says, "You do not heal from trauma. You simply come to know yourself as life itself. And you turn toward the wounded place and you flush it with attention, which is love." And it's a beautiful entry. And I would encourage our listeners, I'll try to find it and cross-post it on my Facebook page. But then the end, it says, "The trauma itself becomes a portal to God, to the absolute, to the safety of yourself. And you will cry out in joy. You will cry out in sadness. You will cry out in relief. You will cry out in revelation. Yes, I am broken, but I am whole."
Yes.
I almost couldn't even hold that. And I like sent it to you right away because I felt like, oh my gosh, what is this for us? It's almost like a salve to put on, you know, those hurting places, those raw places. What do you think?
Oh, as soon as I read this and, you know, going through it line by line, I was, you know, just completely touched and, you know, enamored because it felt to me that, you know, this person, you know, had experienced exactly, you know, what I had. He calls it trauma. And, you know, he had just everything that he talks about, you know, with the surviving and, you know, the portal to God, to the absolute, the safety of yourself. It is the magic thing, that happened to me that freed me and that, you know, showed me a better way to live my life, for the rest of the time that I have left. And, you know, this fella, Jeff, he put it into an incredible and powerful statement. And when he talks about, you know, he's broken, yes, I am broken, but I am whole. It's like, you know, when the pieces are getting put back together, they're even stronger and there's a reinforcement behind everything. And so you come out of it as, yes, a whole being, and I think an even more empowered, aware, whole being, mm-hmm. with a chance at, you know, making the rest of your life the best of your life.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Amen for that. You know, I want to offer some thoughts, you know, and name them explicitly to the ways that you and I have been with, in relationship with love and with loss and the ways that we help ourselves to heal. Like we've sort of hinted at it, but I'd love to name some of these explicitly. You know, one of the things that's clear that I think for listeners who follow me a little bit on this radio show that I do is I love to capture quotes and readings. I love to follow spiritual teachers that seem to just provide me a little soothing, a little calmness when I feel rattled or when I've allowed myself to really get out of shape and to feel shaky. I try to calm myself and soothe myself with some moments of reading different quotes. And it sounds to me, Terry, like you know, Jake is so present with you. It feels like he's still a companion that you talk to. Maybe there are some other things that you can share with us again that people might try if they're struggling with a loss, struggling to find the wild and precious side of their lives.
Well, I'm certainly not, you know, a major authority. I only have my one life experience, but, you know.
You have your one wild and precious life.
yeah, there you go. you know, I've used the wisdom. I continue to use the wisdom of others. And, you know, whether it's that I'm reading or listening to uplifting works that are helping me expand, you know, my mind, or my well-being or my heart or any of those things. It's music. It's nature. Yes. I combine everything and I never gave any thought to like, how am I going to heal? How am I going to do this? I mean, I certainly said those words and I'm still saying them. How am I going to get through this? But somehow innately I'm using all of the things that I've always loved and, you know, really thrusting myself, you know, into, I guess, you know, into the arts and into spiritual realms, you know, with folks that have walked the walk before me. And, I'm attaching myself to their wisdoms and, I can't stop. You know, I'm just like, oh my gosh, there's just so much. There's so much new that maybe a man said in 1960, and I'm only just discovering it now in 2018. And I think that that's an incredible magic, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And I think those kinds of things, you know, and people and cardinals, you know, they show up for us at the moment that we need them. And if we're able to lift our heads and see those, as I had in another show, these wow moments, that we can gain a lot of comfort, I think, from that, from being in nature. Now I've started to take my phone and take some photographs in nature, just for myself, just, you know, as a result of having communion with you and, you know, allowing myself to see in that moment, not beyond, not race my mind, but allow myself to just be present with the bliss and the beauty of everything that's around me. So we're just about done with this hour, dear listeners. I want to thank you all for being with us. Thanks to Carter, our producer, and a special thanks to my guest, Terry O'Neill Yeagle. You can find us both online and on Facebook, and we look forward to having further communion with you all. Terry, thank you so much for being with us today.
My absolute pleasure, and I treasure that you're in my world, Nancy. Thank you so much.
And me too. Thank you, my dear. And love to all of you and allowing. We look forward to our next space together in 2 weeks, where we're with my coach friend, Monica Ortiz, in a space of fierce creating. Until then, we'll see you on social media. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco. Welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Join Coach Nancy for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information or to listen to this show, visit nancycococoaching.com.